First of all, what's your impression about President Xi's keynote speech this morning?
Yeah, no, I had the opportunity to hear it in the room this morning, and I was very impressed actually by the clarity of the speech. I noticed two important messages. The first one being the opening up, as a way to make the global economy grow and prosper, and actually make that to the benefit of everybody. So I think that was one important message. The other one really being around creating a business environment that would allow for more innovation, so that innovation could lead to growth. And of course, with innovation comes the importance of protecting knowledge. And he talked to IPR and the importance of protecting IP rights and also enforcing the regulation. I thought that was two very clear messages.
And so, talking about LEGO will accelerate expansion in China. So, what's the strategy behind this decision, and how important is China for LEGO's global strategy?
Mm-hmm. Now, China is a strategic important market for us. There's a lot of children in China, also a lot of children that historically didn't have access to LEGO Play. So it's really important for us to build our brand and to get also outside Shanghai and Beijing, where the brand is very strong, into tier 2 and tier 3 cities. And the way we do that is, of course, building the brand, everything we can, but also opening stores, because we know physical stores where kids can get into a store and they can see all the sets and they can sit down at a table and they can try to build. That's what really builds the brand. So we are opening stores, 80 stores this year, and another 80 stores next year, so that by the end of next year we believe we'll be in 50 cities, and a lot of them being tier 2 and tier 3 cities. So that's an important element, while of course also working with JD.com and Alibaba, the big e-commerce platforms in China, to really get availability out. So a real growth and brand building strategy.
But how different do you think the Chinese market from the markets in Western Europe and North America for LEGO?
Yeah, the starting point is that kids tend to play in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are creative, they're full of imagination, and they play more similar than different. So in that sense, Chinese kids play the same way as kids all over the world. But there is a difference in that. For instance, in my home country, I played with Lego bricks when I was a kid, so I knew them. So when I got kids, I could kind of take them into the Lego brand. That is not the case everywhere in China. So that's why we need to build the brand now and make also parents aware of all the good learning through play the kids can do, all the skills they can acquire, how it helps them being creative and collaborative and problem solve, and that's important, and that maybe is the difference, that we need to build the brand right now and allow the Chinese children to really get bricks in their hands, and that's what we do.
And so is that also LEGO's global vision?
Yeah, it is our mission to inspire and develop the builders of tomorrow, so the kids who actually build the world of tomorrow. And doing that by really allowing them to acquire some of the fundamental skills for the 21st century, and we know they can do that through play. So learning through play, I think that's what we want to do all over the world.
And what kind of products will debut here at this year's Shanghai Expo?
They will see a good mix of everything we have. So everything from the Duplo products for the very youngest, where they just play and maybe they learn how to count or spell, through some of our main themes like Lego Technique, Lego City, that is very popular for the 6 to 8 year olds. And then we move into some of the more advanced sets where you can program a robot. We are actually also exhibiting all our products from Lego Education, where we have systems that can be used in school, where they can, in a very fun way, learn how to do coding, how to control things, also the digital stuff. So we're exhibiting a lot of different things, our extended line, we're doing things on sustainability, so basically to give the visitors here a broad experience of LEGO.
And LEGO has been here in China market for several years, so what's your assessment of China's business environment, and what are the key things that you think about when you are making investment decisions here?
We've been around for almost 3 decades all in all, but really more intensively the last 10 years, I would say. And we're making a lot of investments around around manufacturing, so the factory, around around building stores throughout China and building the brand. We are making investments behind product innovation. And last year, you know, at this show, we launched specific products for China around Chinese New Year, the dinner and the dragon dance, and actually later today.
So do they sell well?
They come with more things. Yeah, they sell well, and they are actually they've been received very positively by Chinese families and kids.
And as CEO of Lego, so what do you expect from China market and this this year's Expo?
In general, China market, I'm very happy with how we develop, and I expect that development to continue, and I expect we can open more stores so we can further build the brand. I also expect this this Expo, just like last year, will be a good window again to show everything we can do, but also to have dialogue, I think, with authorities around how, for instance, around how the business environment around IPR. And we did have, after last year, we've seen Shanghai police do a raid where they've actually gone in and enforced some of the IP rights in China up against copycats that illegally copied things we did. So we've been quite happy to see some of that happening, and I think that I would expect to continue.